This is GeekWire's App of the Week on the all-new Cairo Radio Weekend.
All right, this week's App of the Week, Lyft. Now, John, I know what you're thinking, it's not spelled that way.
It's not L-Y-F-T?
It is not L-Y-F-T. It is L-I-F-T. Imagine that. They spelled it like it should be spelled. Okay. So Lyft is perfect for people right now who are in the middle of their New Year's resolutions, attempting to transform their lives here at beginning of the year. I don't have any.
No?
No. I'm not a big New Year's resolutions guy.
All right.
Hey, how about you?
I want to cut out the sweets and soft drinks is my big one. And guess what I got under the tree? Two Christmas gifts. Two 5-pound bags of gummy bears. So that's going to make the resolution.
Gummy bears?
Gummy bears. Really? I love gummy bears. But
really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. But now I'll bring them into the office so I don't have to eat them all.
So Lyft is a great way to track your progress toward a series of goals by monitoring your habits, as they call them.
In my case, gummy bears.
Yep. Yes, exactly. Well, you have to monitor your progress toward actually eating those.
I get 10 pounds
bears.
Worth of gummy bears. Okay.
Exactly. So Blair Frank, our correspondent down in the Bay Area, recommended this one. And it's a really a good way to be able to not only monitor your progress, to set goals and to track your progress toward them, but also to get encouragement from other users. And that is one of the caveats from this app. The habits and your tracking of them in this app actually are public to other users of the app. So if you have a habit that you're maybe not interested in sharing with people in the broader community, you probably want to use a pseudonym if you use this particular app. But it's a good one. It's available for the iPhone and Android. And again, it's called Lyft. And it's a free app. And that is GeekWire's App of the Week.